We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We start, though, with rescue and relief efforts in Florida. Tom Roan is a spokesperson for Direct Relief. He's in Florida right now, north of Orlando and near Daytona Beach. Tom, thanks for being with us. I know it's probably a really busy time for you. Can you bring us quickly up to date on what we know about injuries, deaths, any dollar amount yet on, or at least a preliminary estimate on damages?
Thanks so much, Mike and Charles, for having me today. And, you know, with Direct Relief, we have been working in Florida for many years, over a decade, and this Hurricane Ian has just caused tremendous devastation. As a Floridian, just seeing the incredible loss of the coastline there on from the storm surge on the western part of Florida in Fort Myers area, and then, you know, loss of power, the tremendous rainfall is affecting all parts of the state, and having right now over 1.5 million people without power is really affecting the healthcare.
So give me a sense of some of the things that you're doing for people, because it probably runs a gamut, right? You mentioned healthcare issues, and then there's also just people who don't have power. They're going to need some food. And then there's people who, we've seen the pictures, they have nothing left.
Yeah, so Direct Relief's real focus is on providing medical relief. And we have been working, as I mentioned, you know, for over 15 years in the state and in working with the federally qualified health centers and the free clinics and supporting their medical needs. So everything from prescription pharmaceuticals to over-the-counter products to things in disasters and emergencies that would be required for them to be able to serve their communities. And even before the hurricanes hit, in June of every year, we provide our hurricane preparedness kits that will treat up to 100 patients for 3 days. And we have those positioned throughout the state in 12 different locations, and a number of those have already been obviously opened with this being such a devastating hurricane throughout the whole state.
You have a kind of interesting situation there in Florida in terms of hospitals, right? Because you have so many hospitals that are along the coast, and so in the event of a hurricane or flooding, even if the hospitals themselves aren't flooded, the roads, the access to and from them, I would imagine, would be impassable in many cases. Is that proving to be a problem now?
I think, yeah. I mean, a lot of the roads, especially down by Fort Myers and Port Charlotte, they're saying that the roads are impassable, you know, right now. I think that will change and get better. But, you know, a lot of the people that we serve are the most underserved people in the states. By definition, the federally qualified health centers are set up in marginally, you know, challenged areas. And so for a lot of these rural patients, it's a burden and a challenge sometimes to get to their healthcare just on a good day. And so you can imagine with the devastating effects of this hurricane and how it's really kind of stopped transportation from them being able to get to the medical services that they need.
You mentioned you're a Floridian. When you look out at some of the images and you get reports back about what's happened out there, is this one of those, you know, years to recover scenarios?
Yeah, I think for definitely parts of the state, I think where it really had the storm surge and where it hit initially in Fort Myers and in Port Charlotte, that is going to be a long time before they recover. Where I am, more on the eastern part of the state, on the Atlantic, yes, we did sustain a lot of damage and a lot of flooding, and individual people are very much affected. And, you know, clinics that we work with and support have lost electricity, have lost their insulin, have lost their vaccines. They definitely need help, and Direct Relief is working with them, and it sent out over 20 shipments just this week to be able to replace a lot of that product that's, you know, being lost. but that's more temporary. I think on the western side where the hurricane first made landfall, that is going to be a number of years, I'm sure, to fully recover.
Tom Roan there, spokesperson for Direct Relief.
Ian hitting land along the coast of South Carolina. It reached land as a Category 1 storm, but it's already knocked out power to some areas, caused flooding in Charleston. Anna Lynch lives in the Charleston area. Thanks for taking the time. I'm sure it's pretty stressful where you are. Give us a description of what's going on there, please.
Hi. So luckily we've pretty much gotten through the worst of it. We're still having some wind, but we had terrible wind and rain from last night to really starting up at 5 a.m., kind of kept going. Luckily, it was only a Category 1, so we didn't get hit too bad. Around 2 p.m. was probably the worst, and trees down, lots of flooding in our downtown area, and a lot of power outage still.
Yeah, what was the power situation for you like? Was it on and off, or did you lose it for a long time?
Luckily, this time around, it would only turn off for about like a minute and then come back on. We actually have power on right now. We're pretty lucky. I'm about 20 minutes from downtown, so a little further west from the coastline. So I think we are usually better off with keeping our power on. But my family in downtown and Mount Pleasant is still holding out for the power to come back on.
You know, I'm wondering, in Florida, most people do not have flood insurance. What about you folks? Do you?
Most people do, especially in the downtown area, because even on it could be a Tuesday and rain for 3 hours and it's already flooding down there. So this is nothing new for us when it comes to that. So most people do try to get flood insurance. I know there's some different areas within the downtown area. Unfortunately, that's not a financial obligation that they can obtain. So, you know, there's always some relief teams going over there to help those families in need. But luckily, I think we're a little better off when it comes to that here.
Yeah, you were saying, you know, downtown's prone to flooding. I'm looking at some of the pictures. It's halfway up the fire hydrants, which means if your business or your house or whatever doesn't have steps, like, that's in your door right there.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much with 3 days prior. This is nothing new for us with hurricanes. We get them so often that we, 3 days prior, people are already getting their sandbags ready, and the night before, everyone's blocking their doors with tarps and sandbags and anything they can, raising furniture if they can, just to prepare. But luckily this time around, I think most people were better off than past hurricanes than we've had.
I mean, but I'm sure you were watching what was going on in Florida. Were you sort of looking at that and going, gee, I hope nothing like that happens here?
Definitely. I mean, what happened in Florida is devastating. I don't even remember the last time Charleston has had one that severe. So it definitely gets people on higher alert. They start to take it a little more seriously. But at the same time, we have so many people who have lived here for over a decade at least, where they tend to not take it as seriously as they should, because they're like, oh, it's just gonna be a little rain, it'll be fine. And that's where some damage really comes in. But I think most people end up over preparing and then being happy that it didn't hit as bad.
Yeah, I guess that's better than the alternative, right?
Absolutely.
Is it weird in a way to be, you know, used to this? Like, okay, get the sandbags and okay, it's one of these days we're going to hunker down and stay warm and figure out if we have power, and then we'll just wait till the water goes away.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland. So, you know, we had some weather, but whenever we moved to Charleston, it was this crazy thing that everyone was just like, yeah, we get hurricanes, and it was very casual. And, you know, we would over prepare at the beginning for sure, just because we weren't used to it. And now, living here for as long as I have, it's so normal. And it's odd to me that people are like texting us from other regions, like, are you okay? Like, oh my gosh, like, are your cars okay? Is the house okay? And we're like, yeah, it's all fine. And this is just normal for us. It's really bizarre.
It's very wet and minor flooding. Anna Lynch lives in the Charleston area. Anna, thanks for talking to us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.